Today FM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper and Capital Flow, providing cash flow solutions for businesses in Ireland with invoice discounting.
Today FM.
Now, you're very welcome back to The Last Word with me, Frank Rainey, filling in on the show for Matt Cooper this evening. Ian Guider, Markets Editor with The Business Post, joins us now. Ian, AIB says the number of customers on payment breaks has reduced, but it's still not clear whether Ulster Bank will survive.
Yeah, we've heard a lot from the banks this week, Frank, and I suppose it's been generally okay news from the banks. What we're seeing is the amount of customers that were taking payment breaks on their mortgages or their credit cards or for business loans earlier on this year, that many of those people have rolled off of those payment breaks. So you've seen a sharp decline of those customers in the last number of months, but they're still a significant enough number. So if you look at AIB's figures across its business here in Ireland, and don't forget it operates in the UK as well, they had about 66,000 customers with payment breaks. That's come right down. So by the middle of October, that figure had fallen to around 17,000 customers, and most of them were mortgage customers. So obviously people who their jobs have either been lost or they are still on temporary hours or they're on reduced income. So there's a substantial number of people still receiving payment breaks. But I don't think the position is as bad as many people feared earlier on this year. I think what has been helpful for the banks is they put the payment breaks in immediately. As soon as it was clear that customers were getting back into work or their hours were going back up to where they usually worked, therefore they were resuming their payments. So the encouragement for banks is once people get back into work, they're able to afford their mortgages once again, or they're able to afford those term loans. So that's the good news. Still a number of business customers taking payment breaks, and you would imagine that they are in the sectors such as pubs, hotels and restaurants that have been closed and are still closed, and there's a question mark as to whether they will be reopening in time for Christmas. So while it's good news on the consumer side of it, you would imagine the bigger fear is what happens to all of those business customers who are currently on a payment moratorium, on a payment break. Do you end up continuing the life support, or at some point in time will the bank say you show no sign of being able to repay these loans and we're going to call them in?
I mentioned Ulster Bank reporting an operating profit of just €1 million for the 3 months to the end of September. That's a huge figure for myself and many of our listeners, but that is down from operating profits of €34 million the same time last year. That's not good news for Ulster Bank.
No, and you can see why its British parent company, a bank called NatWest, are reviewing the future of Ulster Bank as to whether they're going to continue with their operations in the Republic of Ireland or close down or wind down Ulster Bank over a number of years. As you said, that profit of €1 million down from €34 million last year. And if you look at the income levels of Ulster Bank, so its costs as a percentage of its income is 95% of all its income is swallowed up by costs. So payroll costs, compliance costs, regulatory costs. So you can see why NatWest Group are looking at is there a viable, profitable, long-term future in Ulster Bank. The chief executive of NatWest, she was on a conference call today. I listened in. Alison Rose was answering questions, said, look, we are carrying out this review. There's a lot of things to evaluate the Irish economy, the impact of COVID-19. No decision has been made yet. I would imagine that it will take a number of weeks further, possibly even into early 2021 before there is a decision. And that will be agony for the 2,500 staff of Ulster Bank here in Ireland. Because, of course, not only is the impact on staff, but that has an impact on the business. Because if you're somebody who's going for a mortgage or a loan to Ulster Bank, will you really go through that process wondering, well, will Ulster Bank be here in a couple of years' time? So the longer the review gets carried out, of course, it has an impact on its business. And therefore, you know, that makes the decision of NatWest even harder. But you would have to have fears, given that, as you said, a profit of just €1 million. But I think the bigger figure is the cost-to-income ratio still much higher, 90-odd percent compared to Ulster Bank, compared to AIB and Bank of Ireland's, which would be much lower.
Okay. In a moment, we'll talk about a few huge multinationals that are benefiting from the pandemic. But let's talk about another one who has been hurt by it in recent times, and that is Apple. iPhone sales falling short because of the delay, I suppose, in launching the new model, the iPhone 12.
Yeah, a couple of reasons behind those Apple numbers. Still doing quite well. Sold a hell of a lot of iPads, MacBooks and Apple Watches in the most recent quarter. Did about €64 billion worth of revenue. But even though that, people still disappointed in Apple. Its shares falling when it released those financial results because, as you said, its iPhone sales number missed targets. Now, the reason for it was the launch of the new iPhone 12 didn't happen until much later. So it's only shipped in the last couple of days. But also sales of the iPhone in China were down quite heavily as well. So the results, while by any normal company standards, if you sold $64 billion worth of products,
it's all right, isn't
it? My God, we're in the money. But when you're dealing with Apple, you're dealing with numbers of a completely different scale. So there'll be a lot of pressure on Apple's management to make sure that the iPhone 12 launch, which was received really well in the last couple of weeks, it went on sale, or two of those iPhone 12 versions went on sale in the last 5 days, that in the run-up to Christmas, that they managed to translate that into actual physical sales to customers out there. Because there's two things. Not only do you have to make sure that the people like the phone, you actually have to get it to them as well, because there's going to be a lot of retail that may not be open over Christmas. So there'll be an awful lot of different distribution methods for Apple coming up, including selling through websites and other things. So it could be a big challenge in this quarter for Apple to translate that iPhone 12 shipment into sales.
Okay, let's move on then and talk about some other multinationals that have been benefiting from the pandemic. Amazon is king. It continues to be one of the biggest winners from this global pandemic.
Yeah, when you think of the debate over what is non-essential and essential retail in the last couple of days, can baby clothes be bought in a supermarket? Will Aldi and Lidl be closing the middle aisle?
Socks,
what you're doing
socks,
is
the love of God, they're not even essential.
All you're doing is sending customers directly to Amazon.
Yeah.
The staggering amount of figures. Listen to this. It's revenue. So between July, August and September, it's revenues 37% higher than a year ago. $96 billion worth of sales. Its profitability rose threefold, $6.3 billion worth of profits. Now there's some other things in there. It makes a lot of money from cloud computing, from Amazon Web Services, but this is just money because the stores aren't open. People are not showing any type of local, you know, loyalty to their Irish customers or people around the world to their local shops. They're sending it all by the way of Amazon, and they're forecasting that in the run up to Christmas they're going to do around $120 billion of revenue. Now they are pointing out that their profits will take a little bit of a hit in the current quarter because they've seen a big increase in their own costs because of COVID-19. They've had to hire a lot more workers to work in warehouses. They've had to buy an awful lot of PPE. They've been involved in testing workers because of course these warehouses employ thousands upon thousands of people 24 hours a day. So the costs have gone up. But all we're doing during this pandemic of restricting retail, we're not saving it up for Christmas or when the shops reopen. All we're doing is sending it to hands of Jeff Bezos, the world's richest man.
Yeah, and I was going to say, and we have run out of timing, but what I was going to say is that Amazon is so easy to use. I've been guilty of using it myself, but I think now of all times we should support our local businesses.
Shop local, particularly bookstores, Frank, I would have said as well.
Absolutely, and so say I. Look, thanks very much, Ian. Thanks for all your help during the week. Ian Guider there, Markets Editor with the Business Post.
Today FM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper and Capital Flow, providing cash flow solutions for businesses in Ireland with invoice discounting.
Today FM.